From learning a Black Gemara, we are up to Dav Kuv Dalad Amud Aleph. And the last thing we were learning about was the difference between the final letters, Matzpach, and the other letters at the middle of the word, the same letters, Mem, which is a higher Madrega, and so on. So we quoted Rav Chisda, said that the letters Samach and Mem, Benes HaYa'imdin, because, you know, they carved out through and through. You can read it both way, both sides of the Luchas, forward, frontwards, and backwards. Forwards and backwards, and so on. So the Gemara says here, Gufa, let us analyze what was said. Omar Rav Chisda, about 10 lines from the top and of Kuv Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav Chisda said that the Mem and the Samach, Beluchas Benes HaYa'imdin, were there miraculously. Omar Rav Chisda, Ksav, we actually did that yesterday already, that the Luchas, you can read it forwards, in the front, you read it one way, in the back, you read the mirror image. Okay, up to two dots. Amri le Rabbanu Rabbi Shimon Levi. The Rabbanu said to Rabbi Shimon Levi, Osu dardik ha'idna lebei medrasha. Kids came around now to the Beis HaMedrash. V'omru milin, they said such wonderful things, that afilu b'imei Yahushua b'nun le'itma kavasai. That even the times of Yahushua b'nun, no one ever learned this way. Tosfos brings that these two, he brings that Yishalmi, that these little kids were actually Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus and Rabbi Yeshua, his partners. And if you learn that way, it comes out that, first of all, it wasn't just kids in the times of Shulman Levi, but also comes out that Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus was a Talmud Chacham when he was a kid, because in our version of events, he only started learning later on. And Tosfos then says, maybe that's not such a big deal. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus always learned, but he wasn't the gadol that he turned out to be until many years later when his father, you know, he decided to leave his father and so on, and go to Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai. But let's see what they said. They said, let's explain to you what Aleph Beis is all about. Aleph Beis, it stands for Aleph Bina. They want to teach you Torah. Gimel Dalet is Gemoel Dalim. That Gimel Dalet means Gimel is Gemoel. You should be charitable, Dalim to the poor. My timer. Why is it that Pshut Kari the Gimel the Gabi Dalet? Why, if you look at the way Gimel's written, the foreleg is facing the Dalet? Shekendarka Shagoma Chasadim, because someone who's really generous is La Roitz Achadalim, that he chases after the poor. He looks for the poor, doesn't wait for the poor come knocking to his door. And Umay time of Pshut Kari the Dalet Gabi Gimel, why is it that the Dalet goes back towards the Gimel, the way it's written? The Limtale Nafshe, the poor man also makes himself available. That he, because he knows there's people out there who want to help him, so he doesn't make it too difficult. My time and Mahadir Ape the Dalet Megimel. Why is it that the main part of the Dalet, the opening of Dalet, is facing the other way from the Gimel? The Litan Le Betzina, because his face, he doesn't want to see who his benefactor is, because that's the kind of Matan Besesa where you, so you don't have to be embarrassed when you walk down the street and you see them. Kehechad al Lichsev Menei, you shouldn't be embarrassed from them. Hey Vav Zeshmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find that Hey Vav is also the Abish's name, Anivahu, for example, which is the Abish's name. Okay, and what Zayin Ches Tes Yud Chaf Lamed? So it means like this: Im Ato Oisakein. If you behave this way, you're charitable and you help out poor people and you search them out and you try to help them. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Abish, is Zayin Zon Oischa. He will feed you. Ches is Vechein Oischa. He will give you charm. And the Tes is a Medlach. He will do good to you. And the Noisel Chor Yud is Yerusha. He'll give you a big inheritance. And Kof is V'koyshel Chor Kesel Olam Haba. He will tie for you a crown in Olam Haba. And the Mem, there's two kinds of Mem. There's a Mem Psuch and a Mem Stuma, right? The open Mem and the closed Mem. So in other words, Mem stands for Maimer. You have to speak. Sometimes Maimer Pesuach. Sometimes you say things openly. And Maimah, so sometimes you know that you have knowledge and you're supposed to keep it discreet, like the Kabbalah, the Gemara Chagiga will learn that, you know, you're not supposed to be dashing in public, like Maisim Mekava. Nun, Kfuf, and Nun, Shut. Again, Nun, you have an ordinary Nun, and you also have the long Nun, which is the end of the word. Nun is Neman, believer, Kafuf, Neman, Pashut. That you have to be Kafuf, bent in, you have to be humble. And then, eventually, if you do that, you can walk with your head held high in this world and especially in the world to come. Samachayin, Smoichanim, support poor people. Loshanachar, another pshat, Simonin Asei B'Torah. You should make it, to remember the Torah, you should make yourself different signs so that you shouldn't forget, like the Gemara, throughout Shas, we have Simonin that we just rush right through. That was made there so that they can remember the sequence of the questions and all the questions. The Kneyos, and that's how you're going to remember it. Pay, again, pay, you have two kinds of pay. Pay Kfufa and pay Pshuta. You have the pay in the middle of the word, which is Bentlin, then you have the long pay, which is the end of the word, which means pe, your mouth. Sometimes Pesuach, if there's nobody around, you should become the teacher and teach everybody. And Pesosim, if we're having more, ending more brachas. But if there are many teachers out there, then maybe you should withdraw and step back. Sometimes you have to know when to speak out, and sometimes you have to know when to keep your mouth closed. Yeah. Tzadi kfufa v'tzadi pshuta. Interesting. We say tzadik, others say tzadi. So whoever printed it just followed that thing of tzadi. But because what does tzadi actually stand for? Tzadi, which is bent, or tzadi, which is straight, the end of the tzadik, is tzadik kafuf, is tzadik. It's talking about a tzadik, the tzadikim that are kafuf, and the tzadikim that are poshut. That, you know, same thing, that you start out being humble and you end up being, you know, the head held high. Freddy Gemara, hainu nemo kafunam poshut. So what in the world did we add by the tzadik, kafuf, tzadik, poshut, when we said the same thing by Neman, the believer, who is kafuf, you know, humble, and then poshut? Same thing. So we answer that the tzaddik is even more humble. Mikan shenitna ha-toyre, the Torah is given b'mogad roish. Torah is given with, when people were in trepidation, trembling, and with extra humility. Kuf is kodesh. Kuf means holy. Reish is Russia. So that's what it stands for. So my time mahadir apid kuf mereish. Why is it that the letter kuf goes away from the reish? Omar kodesh baruch hu. Ein ani yochel listakel b'rasha. I cannot look in the face of a rasha. My time mahadir tagi the kuf l'gavereish. But the tag that's on top of the kuf, those lines that are on top of the kuf, why is that facing in the direction of the reish? Omar kodesh baruch hu. Im choizabach. But if you do tshuva, you're a rasha right now. But if you do tshuva, I'm stretching out my hand to you, I'm extending in my hand. If you do tshuva, I'll take you back in. And not only that, the crown, the lines on top of the letter of the crown. I'll give you a crown like me. We had this, they say this is referring to Yeravim ben Avot that we had in Gemara Sanhedrin, where David said, why don't you, David and me, go together in Gan Eden? So David, you know, reached out to Yeravim. Yeravim's response was, because he wasn't humble, he said, who's first, me or David? And then he refused to go. My time akare the kuf tuluya. Why is the leg of the kuf suspended? The hodabe the aisle. That the reason is that if he wants, he can come back up. he can come right in. There's plenty of space there. V'layol bahach. Why do you need an opening on top? There's an opening on the bottom. You have two openings in the letter kuf. So why can't you just, if you want to tell them the message, or you can always come back, why do you have to have two openings? If you're talking about jesters, who yalitz, he'll jest with them. But to the poor, to the humble, he will give charm. We learn from this. You want to go down the wrong track? We're not going to put any hurdles in your place. We'll allow you to. So the leitim who yalitz, you can be your melitz. But if you want to do tshuva, you want to come back, then Mesayeh will help you. I'll give you two entrances to the letter kuf so I can help you. So I'll give you an extra entrance. And it says, Anovim Yitin Chain, he'll give charm. Shin is Sheker, falsehood. Tuf is Emes, truth, the word Emes. My time, and why is it that the word Sheker, Mekarvim, all three letters, Shin, Kuf, Reish, Shin, are one letter, is all three letters in succession. And Emes is Mechikim, Mili. Emes starts with an Aleph, the beginning of the alphabet, Mem, the middle, and Tuf at the end. So we answer, Shikra Shkiach, unfortunately, falsehoods are very common. So they're all together. Kushtel Shkiach, to be truthful and honest, that isn't that common. We once had the Gemara about the city of truth, that you never told a lie. And Rava went there and then he had to leave because he wasn't so honest, or as honest as they were. Well, my time, Shikra Chodakari, why is all three letters of Sheker, Kuf, and the Reish on one leg, and even the Shin in the Sefer Torah, only, it's not like we write it, it's flat, it has only one leg. Because achad akorikoy, and why is on one leg? And the emes melab melavuni emes. Every letter in the word aleph mem sof have two legs. Have two, so they're very sturdy and stable. What's the difference? So he answers, kush koi shikra la koi. Because truth has legs to stand on, and falsehood has no legs to stand on. Now there's another way we have of doing aleph base. We take the first letter and the last letter, and you mix together. At Bashkar, you know, like we do for Pesach, when we work out the Yom Tev of the year, you know, the first day of Pesach, Al At is Tafas Tisha B'Av, second day Pesach, Bash Shavuos, and we learn other halachas from there. It's another way of formulating it. What is that? So the Gemara says that this is how we go. First part deals with Rishayim. And it's an at is oisi tov. If you go ahead and you make abominations against me, you think it's avaloi. You think I'll want you. Bash is biloi choshak. If you don't want me, shmi yocholov. You think the shin shmi. You think I'll give my name? Gar gimoreish gufay timah. We're still all talking about Hashem. Addressing Hashem. You guf your matami. You think arachmalov. I'll have rachmanos on you. Dal kuf. Dal soi say no. He breaks through my doors. And you think carnival like a day, I shouldn't completely remove and destroy his horns or his pride? Ad kan midas Hashem. That is all talking about Hashem. And now he continues. Avon midas tzadikim, but when it comes to tzadikim, you read it very differently. At bash is imat abosh. If you are embarrassed, you know, you're to sin, you have yira from busha, then gar, dak, imat oisekein is gor, you will live, but doik in the heavens. Hey tzadik vofei, chatzitza habet bein chol af. There'll be a partition between you and my anger. Zayin ayin and ches samach and tes nun. Ve'ein atom mizdazea min hasotin. You don't have the word zor, you have to tremble. And from the sotin. Yam koil, what's this yam koil? Yud is mem mechofiz lamed. Omer sal shol gehenim. The gemalach of gehenim said, called Yam Kol. He said, "Lifona ilvenakosh baruch benishlam liyam kol." I want you to send the Gehenim is called the Yam because most people end up in Gehenim. So he said, "I want you to send everybody to me." Amakosh baruch hu. David said to him, "Aleph chesamach." There's another way of dividing the Aleph Beis into three parts. Where Aleph in the first, you know, is seven letters, and then the whole Aleph Beis is 22, and the last letter it can be used in any of them, but a set of seven. And Rashi already says that all of this comes from Sefer Yetzirah, which is written by Avraham Avinu. He has different ways of calculating the Aleph Beis and learning different things out from them. So he says here, how do we learn that? So Aleph Chesamach, Beis Tes Ayin, and Gimel Yudfei, Ani Chosaleim. The reason why I have Rachmanos on the Tzadikim is Ibnei Shabbatah, because they kicked away. They kicked it away. Begif, they kicked away Begif, Beis, Beguf, which means... Interesting. They kicked away, begif means they kicked away the taivas nashim of being tempted, adultery. And the result will be that dakats, dalad chav tzadik, dalad is dakimim, that they will be holy and kof is kanimim, they are righteous, and tzadik is tzadikimim. They are good. Hey lamed kuf, what's hey lamed kuf? En lechelik behen. He tells the malach of Gehenim, you have no share in my Eden. Mem Reish Zayin Nun Shin Tov. Omar, he said, Gehenim Lefnei Rabbeinu Shalom, Mor Zanini, master of the world that feeds everybody. Mezareh Shel Sheis, give me, why don't you give me, feed me from the descendants of Sheis? Again, you know, he doesn't give up, he's relentless. They just told him, you know, leave them alone. He said, give them to me. He took from a different angle. They're human like everybody else, give them to me. Omar, he said, Beis Mem Gimel Nun is another way of breaking up Dala Beis and Dala Tzamach Lehechen Eilichen. You know where I'm going to take them? Legan Hadas. I'm going to take them to the Gan Eden. Hey Ayin Vafei Omrig Henrik Baruch Mosh Lelam Oyefanoichi. He says to the Eibishter that I'm hungry. I need more Karbonis. I need more people in my Gehenim. Again, he's pleading his case. He never gives up. We have to learn from that. So he answered back Zayin Tzadik Ches Kuf. Cheskuf is Yitzchak. Halolu Zadei Shal Yitzchak. These are the Zion and Tzadik Cheskuf is Yitzchak. These are the descendants of Yitzchak. And therefore I'm not giving them to you. If you remember, we learned before in Shabbos, that was Yitzchak who saved us in the times of Mashiach rather than all the other of us. He defended us. Tesrei Yudshin Chav Tov. Tesrei Yeshli, Etar Yeshli, wait for me, Kittis, Kittis, Lev Yichom Nilochu. He said, wait, I'll give you many more goyim to feed you in Gehenna. The world population will continue to grow, and you'll have many more people there. Leave my Eden alone. So that's what these Dardike taught, and that's what they were there. Shuma Levi was so impressed. Okay, says the Gemara, back to next Mishnah. Says the Gemara, back to Yerusha Shabbos. Talking about writing, if you write two letters, in one go. Remember, we learned before that the minimum to be chayiv on Shabbos is you have to write two letters. So if you wrote two letters, and we had a machlekes, the same letters or different letters can be the same. If you write two letters in one go, chayiv, you're chayiv. What happens if kosev b'dyoi, as long as the criteria is it has to be, as we learned before, it has to be permanent. You know, miskayemis. So if you wrote b'dyoi, if you wrote with ink or b'sam, some kind of, I don't know, some different color, and sikra is red, and b'koymais is, Rashi says, the sap of a tree, and kankantum is bits of water that sits with rust from copper. These are all ways of writing that remain permanent. Anything which leaves a permanent stain, like thing made from goldstone. Al shnei kaisle is obvious. You didn't write them together. You wrote them on two corners of a wall, but the walls are contiguous to each other. You wrote at the end of one wall, let's say the eastern wall, which comes together with the northern wall, and you wrote one letter on the eastern wall, one on the northern wall, but you can read them together. Al shnei levache pinkas, or on a two, like, you know, a person who runs a grocery store has a debtors list, and he writes from one page to the next. So one page he writes one letter, the next page he writes next letter, so you can actually read them together. As long as they can be read together, chayv v'chayv. In other words, you don't have to write them on the same piece of paper. You can write them on two different ones as long as they can be read together. Hakosev al psod, if you write on your flesh, chayv, you are chayv, with ink, you chayv. What about hamsarat hamsari, which basically is a tattoo? You etch out the letters in your flesh. Now, letters says chayiv chatzat chom paitin, and the reason chom paitin is because it's not the normal way of writing. Today, the tattoos are prevalent everywhere. Maybe things will change. But even the tattoos today, I guess, has ink as well. And hamsarat is basically you're just scratching out letters. Because a mashkin, let's say you wrote with liquids, like the or the mepedas, like berry juice, ba'avak derochim, you bent down to the sand, and you wrote in the sand, or you're writing in the snow, or ba'avak ha'seifrim, the dust from the seifrim, you know, the ashes from whatever he uses to the paper and all that. V'chol davishem eskayim, all of these things which do not remain, potter, you are potter. You are potter from the Torah. La'achar yoda, let's say you're writing backwards, and like the top of your hand, you hold the pen upside down and you write. Beragla, you put the pen between your toes and you write. Bepiv, you put the pen in your mouth and you write. Or mapika, you put it in your elbow. All of these are not the normal way of writing. Kosov ois achas samach leksav, let's say there was already a few letters on the paper and you wrote one more letter, now you completed the word. So you might think you'd be chayy because you completed a word, but in fact, you only wrote one letter. Because of Al-Gabiksav, let's say there was already writing there, was fading a bit, and you rewrote exactly the same letters in the same place, and you made it brighter. Diskavel lichter ches, what happens? You intended to write the letter ches because of Bei Zainin. The way you write a ches in the Torah is it looks like two Zainin, and then in the middle, there's like a bridge that puts them together. For whatever reason, you missed that bridge, so now, suddenly, the ches became two Zainin. Achas Baruch, you wrote one letter on the ground, one letter in the ceiling, so that then they can't be read together. Kosova Beis Kesabai, you wrote on two opposite walls, two parallel walls in your house, so again, they cannot be read together, not contiguous. Ashnei Davi Pinkas, or let's say you wrote these pages look like a scroll, and each page is totally separate from the next. And you cannot really bring them together. Look like the middle of one daf and middle of another daf. The only way to bring them together is by cutting out part of the scroll on this side, part of the scroll on that side, and so on. So all of these is missing an activity. If you want to read them together as one word, you have to do one other thing: cut something out to bring them, closer to each other. The ein nagin zemza, you cannot read it the way it is together. Potter, you are potter. What happens if kosov ois achas nutrikin? Let's say you wrote one letter with a little stroke on top. So everyone knows that that what you meant was you wrote rage with a stroke on top. We know you meant rav, let's say, but we know the word you're trying to say, but you only wrote one letter. What happens then? Rav Shurman said it says chayif. You look at your intention. Your intention was to write a word, and everybody sees a word there. Chomer say poitin. The fact is, you have to write two letters. You didn't write two letters. Okay, says the Gemara. Now, what are these different kinds of inks? So the Gemara says, what is dioi? Dioi is dice, the acer. Dioi is obviously ink that we always say, black ink. Sam, what sama is sama. Okay, that helps a lot. Something like a yellowish color. And then you have Sikra. Sikra is Sikrata, which is red. And Koima is Koima, which is the like rubber, the sap of a tree. And then you have a Kankantum. What's Kankantum? That's what we told you before, water that's mixed in with rust of copper, pieces of copper, shavings of copper. Amar Abachan, Amar Shmuel, Charta de Ushpche. This is the black of a shoemaker, but they cut, they paint the shoes black. Says the Gemara, hold over Shuradishim, and then the Mishnah adds, and anything else that leaves a permanent mark. What else is there? You basically covered everything. If you wrote a get, let's say with meitaria, it's either kind of a fruit or maybe rainwater, or afotza, which is gold nuts, water, juice from gold nuts, kosher is kosher. That's what Mish is trying to add. Another thing, Rabchia says, "Kasvay ba'aver." If you wrote it with lead, b'shachar black, or b'shichar, that's the dye that we just said that the shoemaker uses. All these cases, kosher is kosher. Okay, so these are all additional. That the principle is if it's a permanent writing or not. If it says in the Mishnah, if you misad it, if you scratch out letters on your skin, it's nothing. We know that this person known as Ben Sittata Hoitzik Shafim Mitzrayim, he took out the Chartumim in Mitzrayim, did not allow anybody to take out any magic potions from Mitzrayim. They would stand there on the border and they checked all your baggage to see whether you had any of these magic potions or spells that you could take with you. So what he did was, or even a little books and manuals teach others how to do witchcraft. They wanted to leave it only in the domain of Mitzrayim. So what he did was, he etched it out on his skin, all the different chants and spells, and then they didn't find it. So we see that it is common to write on yourself. Besita shabsari, the sita on your umbalay said to him, shaita hayo, he was a shaita. The aim of Yiraim and a shaitim. What makes him a shaita? So Rashi said a shaita is the way he wrote it. The Rambam Lishitase learns that this proves that the whole idea of witchcraft is shtus. There's no such thing as witchcraft. It's all Bab Maisa, not like other Rishonim who hold that it's true. And he brings it one of the eyes. They bring it from this Gemara right here. Why is he called Shaitim? Because he believed in witchcraft. That's what makes him a Shaita. And therefore, can't bring an eye from him that he etched it in his skin. But Asher clearly says the Shaita was that he etched it in his skin. That's what made him a Shaita. Not the belief in witchcraft. Well, Kosav Ois Acha Samach Liksav. He wrote a letter next to an existing letter. And the Mishnah says that you're not chayiv because you wrote one letter, even though you completed a word. Man Tana, who's the author of our Mishnah, Amar Rav Ravuna, Loike Rav Lezer, definitely does not follow Rav Lezer. Yid Rav Lezer, he says, Amar Achas Ala Ari Chayiv. If you added one more string to something you already started to weave, so it complements what you did, you're chayiv, even though you only did one stitch, because it becomes part now of a new Metzias. And the Chumash say, we don't look at it that way. Every stitch is another stitch, and therefore all you made is one stitch in the chayiv. So I mean, it's only one letter. Then we say, Kosav HaGabiksav, there was existing writing, he wrote on it again. Mantana, who is that? Oh, Rabbi Chizda, like Rabbi Yehuda, does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. Those we hold that it's considered writing, does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. What's the story? Time we learn. What happens, how do you show you? Tzorek Lichtas Hashem. Let's say you were writing a Sefer Torah and you had to write Hashem's name. V'niskaven Lichtav Yehuda. By mistake, you had the wrong thought in mind. You thought, I'm going to write the word Yehuda. Right? Now, if you had written the word Yehuda, it would have been a problem. But instead, Vitor, you made a mistake. Well, he took my dollar. You forgot to put the dollar in. And now you have the Abish name. So you wrote the correct name, but you had the wrong kavana. So what do you do? So the Tanakh, Mavir Olav Kumas Mikache. You take over a pen, and Mikache, make it holy, Diva Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a what? Rabbi Yehuda says that. By writing it on top of the existing letters, even though it's already the Davish's name, it's as if you wrote it again, and now it becomes holy. So the same thing on Shabbos. If you wrote on top of existing letters, you are chayiv because you wrote on top of, because it's considered writing. However, Chacham say, Ein Hashem min ha-mulchid. Chacham say, it's not ideal way of writing Davish's name. Tanu learned, Okay, so we learned Kosav Ois Aches V'Shlim L'Sefer. Let's say you wrote one letter and you completed entire sefer, one of the Chavdal Sfarim of Tanakh. Orag chut echad, you wove one thread, v'hishlima lebeged, and you completed an entire beged. Chayv, you are chayv. Mantana, who holds that if you did one stitch, whatever you chayv? Amar Rav L'chayv, that's what we said before, that's Rabbi Eliezer, who says if you added one stitch to something that was already started weaving, you're chayv. But Rabbi Eliezer, you don't want achas al chayv. Rabbi says, no, I feel tame rabbonon. Lahashlim shayni, would Rabbanon argue and say if you add another stitch, it's just another stitch. But if this completes the book, if this completes the entire beged, maybe it's a different story altogether. Amar Rav Ami, Kosovo is achas betrayv achas zepayri, you wrote one letter in Tveria. And one letter in Tzipori, the same paper. But you wrote one letter in one place and one other, another place is Chayiv, Chayiv, or even a different piece of paper, but you can, in theory, you can be brought together, you're Chayiv. Ksivahi, you wrote it, no was felt, Elosh and Mechusa Kreva. The only thing is they're not next to each other. Here's Tveya, here's this. But in theory, they can be brought together. Says the Gemara, but now we learn Kosovo Shnei Kreisle, Abayiv, Shnei Dafi Pinka, the Negins, and we read, if you cannot read them together, Potter, the faraway Potter. Says it's very different. Hasa mechusa ma'isa the kreva. Hachala mechusa ma'isa the kreva. Over there in Tveria, all you have to do is bring the two papers together. So even though they're not together, you're chayiv if you did them on the same day. You wrote one letter here, you wrote another letter somewhere else, and the only thing you have to do is bring them together, that's considered contiguous. Over here, in order to bring the two walls together, you have to actually do a ma'isa, you have to cut part of the wall out, since you have to do another activity besides just bringing them together, in order to bring them closer, it's not considered as if you could read them together and you're not chayiv. So you want to write, Tommy learned, Higia is achas, if you edited one letter, chayiv. Now, what I mean, we just said you have to write two letters. Hash to Kosovo is achapotah. What's pshat? You just said a minute ago that if you write one letter on Shabbos, we hold that you're not chayiv. Higia is achas chayiv. If you edited one letter, you're chayiv. I'm going to say, what are we talking about here? He goes, Shinotle legage shel ches v'ase shnei zayin. There was a ches there. All you did was one activity. You took away the top of the ches, the midpoint, and suddenly now we have two zayin. So you did one activity and you created two. You are chayiv. Now, I'll tell you a second. Rav is going, Shinotlu letage shel dalid. You took away the tag of dalid. And v'ase reish. You have a sefer Torah. It's supposed to be a reish, and the dalad was there, the entire sefer Torah is puzzle. By you removing the cap, let's say the dalad, or the straight part of the dalad, you rounded it off, you now turned the reish, the whole sefer became kosher. So even though you did only one letter, because the fekel, like I said before, the whole sefer becomes kosher when you complete the whole thing, it's even, everyone holds that it's a yechayiv then. And the same thing over here, especially Rashi says, you're not allowed to keep a sefer Torah that isn't fixed or edited in your house. So therefore, just like you wrote the last letter of a Sefer Torah, which you've said before, you're chayiv. Now, it seems to be the machlekes is as follows. What's the main thing of Shabbos? The poil or the pula? What your activity or the outcome? The first opinion says your activity was you did one letter, yet you're chayiv because the outcome was two. And therefore, that we say that's chayiv. The second opinion, Rava says, no, for that you wouldn't be chayiv. Because we don't look at the outcome, we look at what you're doing, the activity. You did one letter and you are potter over here. Your one letter is, you did one letter, but this one letter is takachayev because you're completing a sefer. But if you just did one letter and from that results two letters, says Rav, you wouldn't be chayev. Because we look at the poil, not on the nifl. And that is a central machlekes to all the laws of Shabbos. Let's just finish this little sugya. Tana we learn is Kava Lichtav Oiz Achas. He intended to write, let's say, one letter. But Ola Beyodish time, you let's say, it's like a letter Ches. You wanted to write the Ches, and then you wanted to take off just a little piece on top, and then suddenly you result of two letters. You are Chayiv. Says the Gemara about Nan Potter. We learned that you are Potter for one letter. Loi Kasha. Hard the boy, another person, we learned another part. Hard the boy is the Yunei, that if you have to, in our Mishnah it says clearly, if you intended to write a ches, and you wrote two zayin in your potter, so why were you chayv? So it's more so it depends. If the zayin has little lines sticking out on top, if you haven't completed the zayin, you didn't put those lines on top, then, because the zayin needs three lines on top of each one facing the right direction, one on the left, and one in the middle. So Hadabai is the unit. If you still have to add the lines on top, then you haven't completed the letter. That's why you're potter. Hadalai is the unit. If you don't need to put those keplach on top anymore, then the fact is you completed like the first opinion here, like Rav Sheshet said, and therefore you are chayiv. Okay, we'll stop here and continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.